Good morning. I'm Aline Pujol, curator of a French corporate collection, a bank collection, whose name is Collection Neuf Lis Vie. It's a corporate collection in the sense that we buy art and create a collection, but it's a corporation that does this. So we are halfway between a museum, but we are not working exactly as a museum, and a private collector. It's something very specific, and it has so many specificities in the way we work, the way we display the art, our responsibility towards the staff, that we've decided with many other curators of different collections that we needed to meet regularly to share our expertise and to discuss about our problems.
Talking about the association, when did it start? When did you find it?
So we decided to start it really in 2007. We created, this is when we deposit the name of the association. It's called IACA, which means International Association of Corporate Collections of Contemporary Art. This association brings together the curator of corporate art collections in order to reflect on their specificities of individual collections. And we meet once a year on the invitation of one of our members during an art fair that is held in its city. For instance, this year, the DZ Bank organized our annual meeting in Berlin during the art fair. Prior to that, Fondation Cartier during FIAC invited us in 2008. L'Ouest, who is really the corporation who decided on doing this association, hosted us twice, once in Belgium, in their head office in 2006 when we decided to create this association, and then in 2007 again during Art Basel, and this is when it really started.
What are the main issues that you're discussing in your meeting?
So during our meeting, we are really exchanging views, sharing expertise and knowledge about our collections. But the main issues, I would say, are the corporate responsibility vis-à-vis heritage, the cultural responsibility of corporation towards their staff, clients, and, of course, general public, but also the promotion and lending of corporate collections in both ways, supporting our collections, but also supporting museums, because nowadays museums have less and less budget, and more often you find corporations helping them with their program, their issues, and their collection.
So the role of the corporate collection is getting more and more important. And how is it changing in the artistic scene?
I believe that it's changing because more and more corporations are taking professionals to take care of their collections. So most of our members, for instance, really have an expertise of curator in museums before going to private. So they really work as a museum would do, with probably more freedom. I would say so. Acquisition committees usually are smaller than the ones in museums. And for most collections, corporate collections, I think they have more freedom.
And how do you deal with the financial crisis and credit crunch and everything? I mean, how does it affect your activity?
Some corporations have stopped their acquisition program for a year or two, but most of them have only slowed down the budget but kept on buying. And now, obviously, things are starting again for most of our members.
Every corporate collection has a curator?
Yes, at least I can only speak for those that I really know well, the ones that are members of IACA. They all have a curator who's a very professional curator who's in charge of their collection. And depending on the collection, sometimes this curator works single with the chairman of the corporation. This is the case, for instance, of L'Ouest Group in Belgium. But in most cases, we have an acquisition committee, sometimes only with experts from the art world. In some corporation, they have both. They have some of the staff in the acquisition committee plus experts. But usually the experts in art history are more important in an acquisition committee than the staff.
How do you think it will be changing the role of corporate collection in important institutions? I'm thinking about the Tate Modern that you mentioned with the UBS, for example.
Yes, it's interesting to see this. This is really a new shift. I don't know how much it will affect the art world, because this is still quite new. But in general, I think it's good that in a country you have different sources of power. One of them are private clients. Another one is institutions such as museum. Another one can be the state. For instance, in France, the state is very important in the art scene and supports a lot the artists and the museums. And I think that it's interesting to have a new vision coming from corporation and this part of this, how can you say this, a new way of looking at art.